This is the Tiger 102.75.
Tour operators are crying foul and seeking help from authorities after the famous destination Maya Bay, off limits to tourists since June, continues to remain closed indefinitely to facilitate rehabilitation of the corals. Officials say the current ecosystem has not completely recovered, so the department will ban any tourism activities. The move is an attempt to save the battered coral reefs and the white beach made famous by the 2000 film The Beach from the year-round tourist traffic. Officials say the sand on the beach is also disappearing under the weight of the 5,000 to 6,000 tourists who were visiting the island every day. The chairman of the Kopipi Tourism Business Club says the tourist ban on Maya Bay will affect their businesses as tourists had already booked travel packages. He said the ban was imposed without hearing their opinions. They will meet to discuss the matter and hand over a letter to Krabi's provincial governor. The new 4th Army Region Chief Lieutenant General Ponsak Punsa, who recently took charge of Thailand's predominantly Muslim southernmost provinces, is being urged by Buddhist residents of Yala Province to tackle double standards in the treatment of people of different religions, corruption in certain state offices, as well as emphasize development work. Ponsak yesterday met with 500 Buddhist residents at a temple in Yala's Muang district to gather input and recommendations on tackling the unrest and other issues. Whilst making a courtesy call at a mosque yesterday, Ponsak said he vowed to launch proactive measures to significantly clean up drug issues in the area as well. He cited a recent survey that found that most residents in the Deep South saw the drug problem as the most pressing issue. And 8 tourists and 2 Thais were injured in a minivan accident in Krabi yesterday. Police in Krabi were notified that the passenger minivan had veered off the road and flipped over on the Southern Sea Road at about 2 p.m. When emergency responders arrived, they found the minivan off the side of the road in a deep gully. 8 tourists and 2 Thais had all sustained injuries, some just scratches, some more serious. The 35-year-old driver of the van sustained minor injuries and told police he was driving from Koh Samui to Krabi. When he got to the scene of the accident, he said he lost control. Police speculate that the driver might have fallen asleep at the wheel. The investigation continues. The mopping up continues on the road between Kamala and Patong after yesterday's sudden rainstorm. When the coastal areas bordered by the Naka Hills and the Andaman Sea received a bucketing of torrential rain for an hour yesterday morning. Parts of the coastal road were impassable for many hours yesterday, and the small bridge outside the Wyndham Grand Phuket Kalim Bay and Zscape has sustained damage. There were several sites along the road where construction works just came flooding down the hill, turning into a torrent of water, making driving along the road either difficult or impossible. The road's now reopened, but in some places there is only one single lane available as road repairs continue. And a tuk-tuk driver who led a blockade of Grab Taxi at Chiang Mai International Airport on Monday has no public transport driving license and is going to face severe charges following the incident. Of course, the whole matter was filmed by a foreign visitor and posted on social media. The clip shows 6 male and female tuk-tuk drivers surrounding and kicking a private car, forcing the man and woman, both foreign visitors, to leave the vehicle. In the clip, the man was seen pulling the car driver out of his seat and kicking him once. The assailant then walked to his tuk-tuk, grabbed a stick, and returned to intimidate the car driver further. The man who led the protest will face a charge of driving a public transport vehicle without a proper driving license. Will also be charged with assault, and the chief of the Chiang Mai Land Transport Office says that the man was also arrested back in August on similar charges.